Diego. All right, what's goody? Welcome back, everyone, to the Podcast Basement Sports, your local Utah Woods Cross basketball covering and everywhere sports podcast every day, Saturday. Yeah, hope you guys are all having a great day. I certainly am. Just got news that I'm up to over 50 subscribers, so now that means I can start getting monetized on this podcast. And I just want to say a huge shout out to everyone who subscribed and who listens. I'm able to see like where you guys all are. Thank you to that one guy in Belarus. I see you. You are definitely there. And you are very, thank you very much for listening all the way in Belarus. But let's just jump straight into it. Last thing I ate was Wendy's fries and pretzel bites. I was in American Forks last night for the Woods Cross basketball game, which I'll talk about here in a minute. But last night was a crazy night for me. My car doesn't work too well going on the freeway, so I had to take the train all the way down to American Forks. It's about an hour train ride. And then I had to Uber to the high school, and I had to Uber, and then I had to walk. My phone almost died. I had to walk to Wendy's to get some dinner. And I got dinner there, and then I had to Uber back to the train station, and then I got home around 11:30-ish last night, left at like 3, didn't get home till really late. But yeah, let's just go straight to Woods Cross basketball. They won. They pulled off a massive upset last night against American Fork High School. And I went into this, and I predicted last week that I'm pretty sure we weren't going to win, but I was mistaken. All three of our teams won. Sophomore team won in double overtime. Junior varsity won by a really good amount. I watched that full game. And then varsity, of course, won. Of course, me watching that game as well. I wasn't able to watch the junior varsity, the sophomore team. But I know they won because I was told by players and everything. But it was a really fun environment for me personally to be in, because going into that game, I was the only student, non-basketball player student from Woods Cross. Me and my brother Alex, we went together. Me and him were the only non-basketball player students there. In total, the whole students was the whole bench, like the JV team, the sophomore team, and then the varsity bench. That made up the student section, and I didn't sit over there. I sat kind of far and away and off, just taking notes and watching. And really, this was a very good game. Going into it, I was looking forward to see how Jackson Smith would respond, how he would come out in this game after going 1-for-6 from the field with 5 points. And how would we deal with the length of American Fork? Like, as I said, they're a really long team. They're really athletic, like Alta on steroids is how I describe them. And going into this, they were 49th ranked in the nation, according to Max Prep. So this is a really, really good team. They won state last year. They are just very, very, very good. And I don't understand. I still personally am very shocked that we won this game. Just because we should not have, in my opinion. This team, we're 9-3 now, which is good. And the scoring of this game was very, very, very interesting, so to say. They're first in the region. Like, this game, we started off really hot. I mean, we just beat the second team in the state, the second team in 6A, and the best team in the Salt Lake area. Second team in the state to Corner Canyon, and second team in the 6A to Corner Canyon. Corner Canyon's really good. But we started with our same starters with Alex Bray, Mason Bendinger, Jackson Smith, Cade, and Soup. We won the tip, and Mason missed his first three, which is okay, whatever. And we ran a small press. We didn't do very well. And they had a small press going, and that kind of surprised me a little bit that we had a small press, and they had a press as well. And we were doing fine against the press. It'd become a later problem. I'll get to that later. But then Mason went insane. He scored 4 straight, and then we went on a 6-0 run. And then Jackson started off 1-for-2 for 2 points. Like, oh, that's really good. But then it turns out that that American Fork, they offensively, they were getting their misses. They were rebounding well offensively, and I could see that could have been potentially a problem, and it might have been a problem. Jackson made a 3, and then our bench was really, really loud. And Mason got another transition bucket, getting them at 6 quick ones in the first. And really, we turned it over. But it led to a charge on their end. Offensive, Jackson Smith missed again 2-for-4 now, and Cade got a putback. Really, the run, there was a foul on Soup, and that coach took him out, put Hunter Jackson in, and they split the free throws, ending the run at 11-1. Mason had another bucket, putting him at 10, and then Jackson drove and got fouled with 1 second left on the clock. He hits both. He has us up to 7 at this point. We ended the quarter on a 15-1 run, and we were up 21-5 at the end. Mason had a really great great first quarter. He had 10 early points. And Jackson Smith shooting, he looked better. He had 7. That's great. And our defense looked really good. And I wasn't expecting it to hold up, considering how this American Fork team is really good. We didn't really run the press a whole lot. And then in the second quarter, Mason took over a lot. And we went small around the 6:07 mark, as Cade subbed out and Hayden went in. I mean, Hayden's not necessarily small by any means. He had a monster dunk in the JV game that I saw, but Hayden isn't small. But compared to, our lineup at the time was small. And Mason had 12, and then he hit out a big 3. And then Mason got a block on the other end. He got 2 blocks, and one of them was called a foul, which was really bad. His second one was called a foul, which was really bad. But and then around the 4:32 mark, we went back to our starters because Hunter Jackson came back in, went out, and Soup went in, and Cade went back in for Hayden. And really, we got charged in transition. We were doing great. Mason had 17. And then really, Hunter Jackson came in, Jackson Smith went out, Jackson got caught a foul called, coach took him out. Really, we wouldn't. Half they ended it up. Jackson missed a 3, and then he got back in and he made another one. He ended up the half 3-for-7 with 10 points, I believe. And then, at half, we were up 33-16. I wasn't expecting, again, our defense allowed 11 points. That's still great. What I wrote is American Fork picked it up on offense as expected, but Woods Cross still did a good job on D, holding them to only 16 points. They averaged over 30 points a half, and they only held them to 16. Our offense looked really good, frankly, and I'm not really surprised. I mean, we have a great offense. And then defensively, again, we looked great. And AB, Alex Bray, he was looking really good, on the boards, rebounding-wise. He did really great. I could tell in the first half I feel like he put an emphasis on that, and it really worked out. Mason got to the line in the first possession of the third and split it. He had 18. And then Mason missed a shot, but he got a technical foul for talking, and coach was wondering what he said. And I know what he said. I got that interview. I'll play that here in a minute, but American Fork hit. American Fork hit the 2 free throws, and then they got the ball back because it was a tech. And then they hit a 3. It was a 5-point possession. The swing was leading. American Forks started it off on a 10-1 run, but then Cade hit a bucket to end it at 10-3. Jackson missed a three to go 3-for-8. And then American Fork hit a three. It was a 10-point game. American Fork got it to within 8. And then that was really as close as I felt it was since the start of the game. Like, I was scared. But Jackson drove and Fallon won. He made it, and he's up to 13. American Fork hit a three, and we had to call it. We turned it over. But then we started to go to a zone defense around that point, and it worked. I mean, Jackson missed again. He's 3-for-9 now. But then, I mean, the zone D forced a turnover. It was a really bad turnover by them. And then Cade drove and Fallon got hit. The lead's back up to 12, you know. We're fine. American Fork turnover. Called timeout with 10 seconds. Soup missed a three. And end of three, we were up 43-31. Offense slowed down a bit, but D struggled. And it tightened up, though, as we went to the zone defense. And I feel like Coach saw that and went to that. And really, we still did a great job. They still scored way too many points, in my opinion. They scored 15 points, which was almost as many as they did in the first half in that quarter. So I guess that's just American Fork getting back to what their normal offensive style is, like their normal offensive output, and that they just scored a good amount more. And then our offense was fine. We were doing great. But then the next quarter was a crazy quarter. The fourth quarter was insane. Mason hit a three. He was up to 21, and that would be the last points, and that was early. His last point was a three, which was, okay, that's not bad. But for like a solid 5 minutes in that quarter, 5 minutes out of the 8 minute quarter, Woods Cross was scrambling on that press that American Fork put up on him. That press gave us a lot of trouble. And I saw that, and it was a problem. And I asked Coach about it again. I'll get to those two. I got two interviews, and I'll get to those in a minute. But eventually, we would end up winning 59-51. I mean, American Fork, they did all they could. They put up 20 points in that quarter. We didn't even put up 10. No, we put up 16. So I feel like because we had such a great first half is the reason why we won this game. Usually, it's our Woods Cross second halves. We are one of the best second half teams in the state. But because we had a great first half and came out strong, and I feel like caught them napping a little bit, I don't think they were expecting us to come out this strong. And because of this big first half we had, American Fork had a crazy, crazy second half. They put up 16 and 20 in their quarters. If you put up 20 points in a quarter in a game, you should win the game in general in high school basketball. But they didn't, because we put up better numbers in the first half. And because of that, we ended up winning 59-51. I was able to catch up with Coach Margetz and Mason Bendinger after the game. Take a listen to those two quick interviews.
All right, I'm here with Coach Margetz. Margetz, biggest win probably of the season so far. 49th in the country, according to Max Preps. How does this one feel?
It feels really good. Anytime you beat a really good team like that, it's a good feeling.
The press in the second half really showed you guys trouble. You think you guys can fix that in the upcoming weeks? Teams got to see that on film. They'll see that.
Yeah, I think we'll fix it. They're a really athletic and skilled team, so we knew that they would make plays, but we just said we got to keep our composure and respond after we make a bad play against the press.
All right, nice win. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thanks, man.
I'm here with Mason Bendinger. Mason, great game, 21 points again. How does it feel to win against the 49th ranked team in the nation?
It feels great. We came out really competed at a high level, played high at a high energy, and just played really great team ball. And luckily, hit some shots as a team, and we're able to come out with a great win against a really good team.
I got to wonder, you got that technical foul. What'd you say?
Oh, so he came at me and started talking to him, and then I just said I already have 18 points and it's not even halftime yet. So he gave me a technical.
You know what? Fair. All right, nice win. Enjoy this one. Get back at it later, all right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, those were those two interviews. Thank you, of course, out to them. Thank you to the whole Woods Cross team for being willing to being okay with me just being around them during the games and interviewing them after. They're all really cool with it. So Woods Cross's next game is on Friday the 11th against Box Elder. And just taking a look at this Box Elder team, they're pretty good. They are on the year 7-4. Their only loss is coming up against Skyview, who is good. Olympus, who everyone's losing to Olympus. Wake Forest in overtime. Wake Forest is a team from North Carolina. And Bear River. And so, I mean, they're a good team. I'm expecting a Woods Cross win just because, I don't know, I think we always are expecting a Woods Cross win. But just looking at this, like in all of our top leading categories, we're really good. They score more than us, but we are a better defensive team. We are projected to beat them 63-59. And really, again, just it's a road game for us too. And we are really good on the road. I mean, this game was on the road, and we are now 5-0 on the road after winning last night. And yes, we're still good at home 3-1, but in terms of our like common opponents, it's Logan. They played Logan last night. They won. We beat Logan a while ago. We both lost to Olympus, and we both lost to Skyview. Skyview's really good. They're 6A, and Olympus is really, really good 5A. And so we're ranked higher than them in the state and in 5A. So this team is really big. They're physical. They're big. But I feel like we should be okay. I'm still going to predict us to win just because we can. Because I can and I will. I don't know if I can. Yeah, that game should be really fun. But let's move from high school basketball to professional basketball and the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz went on a bit of a losing streak. Yeah, not very good as of late, but that's okay because we weren't supposed to be good. Just because we're the Jazz and no one expects us to ever be good this year. But you know what? It's okay. We're fine. We're definitely fine. Oh boy, we are so fine. But no, so since last episode, the Jazz lost to the Heat off a game-winning Tyler Hero shot. And they lost to the Kings off of a Lowry Markkanen miss shot. And they just beat the Rockets. So that's good. Glad we beat the Rockets. I'm glad we can beat the Rockets. We killed them. Lowry had 40. Oh, sorry. The Kings. Yeah, it was off of a Lowry Markkanen miss buzzer beater. It was called off. And then the Rockets, we beat them 131-114. Lowry Markkanen had 49. That's a career high for him. Good job, Lowry. So very, very proud of you as a Jazz fan, personally. And one thing I've noticed is, like, our offense is fine. We are fourth in the league. Like, our offense is fourth best in the league, but our defense is not good at all. We cannot score. Our plan is just to outscore you and say, hey, look, you can't do anything about it. Yeah. We got coming up this next week, up to next episode, you got the Jazz and the Bulls tonight, and then Jazz and Grizzlies on the 8th. Jazz, Cavaliers at Jazz, which I might go to Donovan Mitchell's return on the 10th. And then Magic at the Jazz is a game I have tickets to on the 13th. And then Sixers at Jazz Saturday, the 14th at 7 p.m. But again, I'm not expecting us to come out of this with a winning record this next little streak. We're not a good team. I'm going to say it right now. We're not a good team. But that's okay. We weren't projected to be good. We're fun to watch because of our offense, but our defense is really, really bad. All-Star game's coming up. Lowry Markkanen, you better make the All-Star team. Everyone, go vote NBA app or vote.nba.com. Just set up an NBA account, give you your NBA ID. And you can vote easily. Vote for Lowry Markkanen in the All-Star game. I want you all to do that. Even you, man, in Belarus. Even you. But, yeah. The Jazz are all right. They're bad. They're good. They're all over the place. And it's fun to watch because it's fun offense. But we still lose. But we're tanking for that pick. Yeah, that's fun. Let's go from the Jazz. Let's go all the way over to college football. Dang. Utah football, they lost the Rose Bowl. Yeah, that's sad. I was pretty mad when it happened. We lost 35-21 to Penn State. Our defense was terrible. Cam got hurt again in the Rose Bowl. Surprising. No, just kidding. Cam got hurt in the Rose Bowl. And we lost. We ended up losing. RJ Hubert was the main reason why they scored 14 of their 35 points, because he blew coverages a lot. It was a lot of blown coverages. Like, one of their plays, I think, was like an 80-some-odd yard run or 70-some-odd yard run, touchdown. He got out of position. He went down too far in the box. He overcommitted, and where he was supposed to be was where there was no one. He was the last line of defense, and he was not there. And then on their 88-yard touchdown pass, RJ Hubert got out of position again. He bit on the like, I'm not trying to blame RJ Hubert, but I am, okay? Sorry. If you listen to this, I'm sorry. But, yeah, he got burnt in coverage again. And because of him, we ended up losing by 14 points. Cam obviously got hurt, which was bad. But, yeah, I mean, Bryson Barnes didn't look good. He didn't look like the Bryson Barnes from last year's Rose Bowl. And that's bad, because we need that Bryson all the time. But we should be okay, I think. On the way home, I went to a watch party, and I just looked in our recruiting portal and our transfer portal, and it looks pretty good. We got a 4-star running back coming in. Oh yeah, Mekhi Bernard entered the transfer portal. I don't have any animosity towards him. I wish him the best in his journeys. Yeah, go out there and do something great. I know you're a great player. You can play both ways of the ball. You can play corner. You led the led the team in tackles in the Rose Bowl last 2 years ago against Ohio State with 10, I think, as a corner, and you're a running back. I mean, that's insane. But we should be fine. Like, in terms of we'll be okay. If Cam, I think Cam will come back. We'll have Keithy back. We lost Clark Phillips, but we got two great corners to replace him, and Smith Snowden and Blocker Jr. I can't remember his first name. And then we just got this insanely good safety transfer from safety or corner from Ole Miss, SEC country. He was really good. He was a starter for them. He was at a really good defense last year, Ole Miss did. And then we're getting Nate Ritchie back from his mission, and he was really good in his 1 year he played here before he left on his mission. He was really good. And so I'm not worried about us next year. I'm not worried, in fact, at all. I feel like we'll still be okay, and this is just, yeah, we'll be fine. We might win the Pac-12 again. If we go three-peat, then that'll be insane. If we make the playoff, that'll be even better. But it just hurts to lose the last Rose Bowl, the last true Rose Bowl, after getting there last year, and then after getting here this year by all, they're having like zero chance of us getting to the championship game, frankly, but we still made it. Rick, remember back after we lost to Oregon, we thought, okay, the season's over, it freaking sucks, but it wasn't. We just had to win out, and we did. We beat Colorado. We had to have a lot of stuff happen, okay? We had to beat Colorado. We did. Oregon had to lose. They did. And then that game, that Oregon State-Oregon game was crazy, remember? They came back for like 21 points or something, like 7 or 10 minutes. Something crazy like that. And they didn't pass the ball in the last 5 minutes of the game. And they were trailing it during those points. And then Washington State had to lose. And then we did. And then when they did. And then when we finally made it back to the Pac-12 championship game against USC, we weren't favored in that game either. Everyone was picking USC because it was, oh, Caleb Williams, he's the Heisman Trophy winner, he'll be great, whatever. But we ended up destroying him in that game. But it's just painful to having gone back-to-back Pac-12 champions, but then going 0-2 in the Rose Bowl. And I'm not mad, but I'm kind of just sad about it. But it is what it is. We'll be okay. I feel like I don't know. Next year's going to be fun. I'll talk about it way in the future. That's camps don't start for a long, long time. But let's go to NFL. My Vikings got killed by the Packers, which sucks, but that's okay. We play the Bears on Sunday on Fox at 11 a.m., 1 p.m. Kirk, good job. And we're favored by 6. We should win. Prayers up to DeMar Hamlin and his family. If any of you guys didn't see on Monday, DeMar Hamlin, he, on Monday Night Football, playing against the Bills, he's on the Bills, playing against the Bengals. Routine football play, routine tackle. And he gets to stand up, takes a couple steps, and then just drops, just falls down, unconscious. They had to use CPR on the field, and they got an ambulance, and they took him to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, where they said that he had cardiac arrest on the field. He's doing great now. Came out yesterday that he's able to talk now. They took his breathing tube out for a while. He was in critical condition, bad condition, but doctors say he was neurologically intact, and he's okay. He's talking to his family now over FaceTime. And when he first woke up, because they had him in a medically induced coma, when they woke him up, he couldn't talk because he had his breathing tube in, but he wrote down, "Did we win?" And the doctor said, "Yeah, you won the game of life." But still, prayers up for DeMar Hamlin. Pray for DeMar Hamlin and his family. But that game, according to the NFL, said it was going to be canceled. And I'm thinking, okay, so what are you going to do for the AFC Championship game? Because now if the Chiefs went out and the Bills went out, the Chiefs technically have more wins than the Bills. Therefore, they're the number one seed. I don't know. So, and they said, oh, it'll just be played at a neutral site. And I was thinking, okay, odds are it's going to be Chiefs-Bills AFC Championship game. Where do you play it then? Do you play it in, like, I don't know, Chicago? Or do you go to, like, Atlanta? Because that's a good distance away from Missouri and a good distance from Buffalo. So, I don't know. We'll see when that comes in a few weeks. But this week is the last week of the NFL season. And in there, look at the scoreboard for the NFL season ender. This last week is going to be crazy. Today, at 2:30 p.m., you got Chiefs and Raiders. And then after that, you got Titans and Jaguars. I want the Jaguars to win, and I want the Raiders to win. But the Chiefs will probably win, and I think the Jaguars will win. I'm going to see if I can tune into that Jaguars game. And then on Sunday, you got Vikings, Bears, go Vikings. Buccaneers, Falcons, give me the Falcons. Patriots, Bills. Ravens, Bengals, give me. I want to say the Ravens because of Tyler Huntley, but give me the Bills in that one. Texans, Colts. Jets, Dolphins. I don't know why that's such a hard pick, but it is. Let's go Dolphins. Panthers, Saints. We can go Panthers in that one. Browns, Steelers. That will be a fun game. Let's go Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett. Chargers and Broncos. That's such a bad game. I don't know. Why is Denver favored in that? It's Denver minus 3 in that one. I don't know. We'll go Chargers. Giants, Eagles. Eagles. Cardinals, Niners. Go 49ers. Rams, Seahawks. Cowboys, Commanders. Cowboys. And Lions, Packers. Sunday night. Give me the Lions. Yes, sir. And then that just jumps us into wild card weekend. That's about it. That's what we got. Thank you guys all for listening again, and I will catch you next time. Peace.